Restoring My Soul. Wednesday, the 1st of January. Not a bone was broken. If through the word of the cross we meet Christ face to face, and we are illuminated to see the impact of our projections upon him, our default propensity to craft an image for ourselves can be broken in us. We will cease from trying to regain our reputation through good works or penance, and will cease from demanding justice as our reputation is being dismantled or assailed. Instead of fighting for our life when we are not received in the way we want to be, we are able to turn the other cheek, thereby embracing our fellowship in Christ's bruising for our deliverance from iniquity. This is not a religious action, but rather, it is our acceptance that our reputation does need to be taken away in the fellowship of Christ's humiliation. However, we demonstrate that we are drawing back from looking into Christ's marred face in unbelief when we endeavor to excuse ourselves or to find another word or reflection that supports our self-image, or when we spitefully react against the messengers as though they are the ones who are taking our justice from us. When we do this, we are going out to destruction with the very image that was being destroyed as Christ was humiliated and his justice was taken away. Amazingly, at the same time as Christ's visage was being marred so horrendously, not a bone in his face was broken. Prophesying of this miraculous deliverance, King David declared, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken." By eternal spirit, and through the resurrection life of Yahweh in his blood, Jesus endured the buffeting of wicked hands as a discipline upon him. Consequently, he was progressively brought back from the death of sin. This revealed his ministry as the Lord's goat and as the suffering high priest. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 5 verse 39, Psalm 34 verses 19 to 20, and Hebrews chapter 13 verse 20. For further reading, Psalm 34.